Davis. Welcome back to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Like many men and women, today's guest, Linda Bacon, author of the eye-opening Health at Every Size, The Surprising Truth About Your Weight, used to be preoccupied with her own weight. Linda's pain and obsession about her weight fueled her determination to understand everything about weight regulation. Bacon earned a master's degree in psychotherapy and later went back to school to pursue a master's degree in exercise science, specializing in metabolism. From there, Linda completed a doctoral program in physiology with a focus in nutrition and weight regulation from the University of California, Davis. Bacon's experiences and academic training led her to an entirely different paradigm in weight regulation, where she finally found relief from her painful preoccupation and developed a healthy and pleasurable relationship with her body and with food. Linda feels fortunate to have conquered her food and weight obsession and empathizes with the many others engaged in their own personal battle with food and weight. She has dedicated her career towards helping others on that journey, designing the Health at Every Size program, which she tested meticulously in a clinical research study funded by the National Institutes of Health and co-sponsored by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Health at Every Size, The Surprising Truth About Your Weight, chronicles the remarkable findings of that study that people can indeed overcome their weight problems and improve their health without dieting, deprivation, or a focus on weight loss. Linda, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thanks for the invitation, Lisa. It's good to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. I absolutely loved your book. It is such an important book, and I recommend that everyone go out and get it. Now, in an introduction, you mentioned your preoccupation with your weight. And when did that start for you?
Well, it was probably my teenage years. That was a pretty painful time for me, and it went on through, I'd say, my early 20s, when I finally started to deal with it in a whole different way, as you mentioned in the introduction. But it was a very painful time for me of feeling terrible in my body, trying to diet, and I was actually quite successful at dieting. I managed to lose weight many, many times.
Yeah.
But I found that I always ended up putting the weight back on and feeling horrible about myself in the process. And it was only when I kicked the diet habit and just started to embrace the body that I had that amazing things started to happen. You know, I didn't have to be scared of food anymore. I could eat what I wanted. And what I found was my body was pretty good at being able to take care of my weight and get me to a healthy place without me trying and struggling. So it was a pretty phenomenal experience for me. And throughout my career, I've looked at this in a lot of different ways and actually studied in the laboratory to try to understand the whole process. And as you mentioned, we found some pretty amazing stuff that it's not just my experience, but that a lot of people have the ability to just check in with their bodies and get to a healthy and comfortable place when they stop fighting.
Yes, that's why your book is so important. I mean, all the things that people are doing is what's causing the problem. And in your book, Health at Every Size, you write, quote, "The degree of ignorance and deception that is practiced by healthcare providers in the weight loss industry angers me." And that's the dieting and the weight loss supplements. And what they encourage is actually undermining your own body's knowledge and physiology. If you can talk about that.
Exactly, Lisa. And I want to just emphasize that point that you brought up, that it's not just the fad diets that we all laugh about, but it's also the things that we consider to be common sense recommendations that are coming from what are supposed to be reputable scientific offices. You know, everybody's got that basic idea that, well, if you just drop your calories a little bit, or, you know, maybe they're pushing the slightly low-fat diet plan. But there's a lot of things that people see as very common sense, and you just expect, well, if people do this, they should lose weight. And it's amazing to me that we continue to give out all of these recommendations when the data so overwhelmingly shows that it's just not true, that anytime people try to focus on calorie counting or, you know, making those moderate changes in their diet, it backfires, and we don't see long-term weight loss. Of course, we always see short-term weight loss. That's pretty easy. And that's what gets reported, and that's what people believe in. But what we don't realize is that underneath all of that is when you're losing weight, you're triggering all kinds of compensatory mechanisms in your body so that there's a point where your body rebels against the restriction and forces forces you to regain weight.
Oh, and that has to do with, you can talk to us about your set point. Tell us, what is the set point, and then how does one identify their set point?
Okay. The set point is the area that you describe, right? The way your body would like to be at.
Yeah,
right. Now, your body has all kinds of different biologic traits that it tries to maintain in normal, healthy boundaries. So, for example, your body temperature is in a certain range, and your blood sugar levels try to stay in a certain range. And anytime you get out of range, your body tries to get you back there. Well, the same thing is true with body fat levels. Your body's very perceptive and knows exactly how much body fat you have, and it tries to maintain that within certain limits that are comfortable and healthy for it. And so anytime you get the wrong amount of body fat, your body will send mechanisms, will trigger mechanisms to try to get you back into your comfortable set point range. So, for example, let's say you've been dieting for a while and you've lost weight. So now your body senses that you have less body fat. And when it hits this target point where it's below a comfortable, healthy range, your body will send out all kinds of messages to try to get you to regain that body fat. Now, all of us know about the obvious ones. For example, it'll pump up your appetite. So we all know that, for example, when we go on diets for a little while, that after a while we start craving foods and we want to eat everything and we want a lot of calories. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because physiologically we've been set up to increase our appetite to get more body fat. But we also know that if we have really strong willpower, we can say, I know I'm hungry, but I'm not going to eat. I really, really want to keep that weight off. And there are a lot of dieters that have very, very strong willpower. But it turns out that your body can actually get more aggressive. It has a lot of mechanisms that control your weight that are beyond your conscious control. So if you consciously say, I'm not going to eat, you know, despite those strong mechanisms, maybe your body's going to, like, give up on that aspect. It'll, you know, turn off your hunger a little bit. And some people have that experience where you've been dieting for a while and actually your hunger levels do drop off and food loses its appeal. Some people don't have that, but some do. But then what your body can do is it can do things like slow down your metabolism so that you're just burning less energy. So it compensates for the fact that you're putting less energy into your body, and so suddenly the fact that you're eating less isn't resulting in weight loss anymore and may in fact result in weight gain because your body is spending so few calories.
Oh, God. You know, you actually say in your book, quote, eating when you're hungry helps maintain your set point and keep you at the weight that's right for you, and denying your hunger leads to compensatory mechanisms that trigger fat storage and weight gain. So that's exactly what you're saying. And it's so clear. And why isn't anybody else saying this? I mean, what's up with the industry? I don't understand.
You know, there actually is a huge health at every size movement that's happening right now. But it is true that we're just not getting as much press as the mainstream. And I think whenever these kinds of questions come up of why the scientific data isn't what gets out in the mainstream, and you start to ask these questions, there's always one answer for it, and that's money. There are a lot of people that are making money off of our body discontent and off of selling us different ways of losing weight. And there's not too much money to be made off of selling the simple message that you don't need a nutritionist to tell you what to eat. You don't need to buy these particular products. You don't need gastric bypass surgery. There's no money to be made when we just basically tell people, you know, you're the best body expert there is. Just listen to yourself. And so I think that's a big part of it. And I think, too, that we've reached this sad point where there's been so much fear-mongering and bias against weight that it's just considered an assumption. It's not even considered something that we question or challenge anymore, to think that weight is killing us and everybody's got to lose weight and you can control your weight. All of these myths are just part of our culture at this point. And so when I start giving this message, it gets perceived as very radical when And in fact, I don't find it radical at all to just, you know, go back to the whole basics idea that just do what your body's asking you to do.
Yeah, no, I think when people first hear these things, it sounds radical because they've been so indoctrinated by the mainstream, you got to lose weight and fat is bad. You know, it's funny, I actually taught weight management, and I would say I don't really care if you lose weight or not, I just want you to eat whole foods and get some exercise. And they would be shocked. They'd say, yeah, but you want to lose, and I wouldn't focus on it, and they would do better. And at first, the people hired me, like, what are you doing? You know, it's like, I don't think, you know, I'm not going to say fat is bad and thin is good. And whenever I do a show on weight loss, which I have done, and I have had people on from The Biggest Loser, I always say that you can be a healthier, heavy person, and you can be an unhealthy, thin person if you're living on Twinkies. So I think that's an important message to get out there, and I'm hoping that more people will, but it's hard to get away from that. I don't know. I've been thinking like you for a long time, so I'm glad, because I think it's such a great way to approach this issue. Great. But in the meantime, people get your book. They're going to get a lot of great information. So
that's
I want to
so
speak
great.
To you. And how can people get in touch with you? Do you have contact information or a website?
Well, the best thing is to go to the book's website, which is haesbook.com, haesbook.com. Another place you can go is to my private website, which is lyndabacon.org, and you'll find plenty of free resources and information about the Health at Every Size movement. And I also want to make one other little push, and that's that
sure.
In Massachusetts, you're going to be doing some pretty amazing things right now. In front of your legislation is a bill to make discrimination against larger people illegal.
Oh,
which
that's
I think
great.
Is so, so important. And I want to encourage people that are in Massachusetts to get involved and get your voice heard. It's really important the legislators know how important this is. And so if you want to find out information about how to make your voice heard, go to the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, NAFA, NAAFA.org, and send them an email and let them know that you want to get involved, and they'll help you to find an avenue for that. It's real important that I think
so
this legislation
happens. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. I'm so glad. Well, Linda, thank you so much. I will be in touch, and if you want to contact me, go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Now stay tuned, because in a moment, we'll be joined by Sheila and Lisa Himmel, authors of Hungry, A Mother and Daughter Fight Anorexia. And this is what happens with all this crazy, fat-hating culture that we live in. So keep on listening. Thanks again, Linda.